PGA DFS fans, thanks for joining me on another one of my top five videos. This one, the top five fades, the Travelers Championship. I'm excited for this one. A great tournament here in Cromwell, Connecticut. No, I'm not there, Jason. I live in Florida now, but it was pretty close to my old stomping grounds up there in Rhode Island. As the Northeast gets at least one tournament a year, if not two, and the Travelers, it's been here for quite some time. Now, because it's been here for quite some time and we have some very good success from some of the world's best players here, there are going to be a lot of guys between 15 and 20% owned this week. So if you have some leans or you want to fade some certain guys, you'll definitely get the opportunity to this week. And the first one I'm going to start off with is Keegan Bradley. Now, I'm going to start off with him because he's projected at 15%, and I'm going to have probably somewhere around 10 to 12%. So it's actually not too big of a fade. But in terms of how the ownership broke out, he is right now the fifth biggest fade on the board, given the fact that there's a lot of golfers between, like I said, that 15 and 20% range, but then there's a big drop off. There's not many guys, say 8% owned. I'll only have three, something like that. So again, I try and give you exactly what I'm going to be doing. And this is a good scenario on it. Now for Keegan Bradley, he's had a pretty good year. He's from 28th off the tee and sixth on the approach. I mean, that's pretty darn good. Even 65th around the green. And we know if you follow the PGA Tour, certainly as much as I do, which I'm sure some of you do, you know that as Keegan putts better, the results get better. A couple of years ago when he came in second, he had a great week putting, but last year he didn't and he missed the cut. So 15% owned, I think with the missed cut equity there, I probably won't get to 15%. Another guy that I'm going to be having a wait and see approach, kind of a little bit like I did with Ricky Fowler, not like I did with Jordan Spieth, but it's Jason Day. Jason Day has some pretty good success here, 46th and 8th in the last 2 years. Coming in at 7,500, that's why I think he's getting that ownership. Now, it's a week after a major, so there's no surprise to see a couple of bigger names down here, given the fact that they think there'll be a lot of crossover DraftKings things. There'll be a lot of crossover from, say, more casual PGA DFS gamers playing this week. So you see Jason Day and Ricky Fowler's name both down here below 7,500. The first time I think we can say that in a non-major, maybe in a long, long time. I'll have to look that up now that I've spurred my mind to think about that. For Jason Day, I'll pick him to fade this week. Fowler's been playing much better. 20th off the tee for Day, so that hasn't been the problem. 25th around the green, 122 on the approach, and 121 putting. So it's not terrible for Day, just hasn't been able to put it all together. A guy that has been able to put it together a couple of times, but not win, is Tony Finau. I'm continuing the fade streak. I don't think this is a great course for him. It shows that he's missed the cut the last 2 years here, coming off a dreadful, dreadful performance at the U.S. Open. He looked awful. Stokes gain rank, maybe that's the only reason to play him. 32nd off the tee, 21 on the approach, 11 around the green. Really impressive around the green and 123rd putting. But given the fact that 70% of the greens will be hitting regulation here this week, maybe he won't be able to use that around the green game. So for me, Tony Finau, a fade this week. I'm back on the Brooks Koepka fade train. See ya later. Last week, came in fourth, 10,100. If you found a way to get him in with Rahm and Oosthuizen, good, that's good on you, but I think it was rather tough. For me, I'm not going to be playing him in non-majors until he can actually show me that he cares. And given the fact that the Open Championship is in less than a month, well, maybe he's not looking that far ahead, and certainly this is a bigger tournament for him to go out and win. But for me, 10,700 on the price and 14% ownership, it's an easy fade for me. I'd much, much rather play Paul Casey or even go up to Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau, who have shown they can actually win events that are not majors. Now for Patrick Reed, this is a tougher fade for me this week, coming in projected at 17% because he's a steady Eddie player. 24th and 30th the last 2 years here, 19th the last week at the U.S. Open. But at 10,000 now, we need a top five from him, and he hasn't given this to us in quite some time. Now, it's kind of similar to how I've been fading Joaquin Niemann, how he's been, you know, giving us a lot of T30s and T40s. But above 9,000, we don't want a T30 or T40. We need something inside the top 15 or even inside the top 10. Now, up above 10,000, we need a top five. And Patrick Reed hasn't given that to us and hasn't done it here in a couple of years. So for me, I'll take the under on him. Understand that he's one of the best putters on tour, ranked fifth this year, 15th around the green, 43rd on the approach, and 104 off the tee. So maybe, you know, if you're trying to stack, say, Patrick Reed and Paul Casey in a cash lineup, I'd be fine with it. But for me, just not enough GPP upside to give him the ownership. So, all right, let's go ahead and Oh yeah, it looks like I went right into it, which sometimes I can do. Last week, let's go ahead and just do a quick transparency corner because I mentioned that I faded Tony Finau. Well, I also faded Webb Simpson, Garrick Higo. Miscut. I just mentioned the Joaquin Niemann fade. He came in T31, and I continued to fade Matt Fitzpatrick, who T55. So it was pretty good. Hopefully, my Keegan Bradley, Jason Day, Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka, and Patrick Reed fades will go just as good this week here at the Travelers. Big time money also up for grabs. So until next time, everybody, of course, check out our live streams. Ben Raz and I are going on. Well, I'm doing this on Tuesday. And Raz and I are going to go on Tuesday, 1 o'clock for the PGA DFS strategy show. And of course, Eric Lundquist is back on the Live Before Lock, 8 p.m. with Ben Raza on Wednesday night. So till then, everybody, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here to get notified when these videos come live and so much more. So until next time, everybody, good luck to the Travelers, and we'll see you on the inside.